says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. I had a good friend. You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon here on January 4th, 2017. I'm still pinching myself. Yes, we're here. It's really happened. The inauguration is about to take place. Wow. And we're live for the next. I was just talking with the creator of RBN and John Stadtmiller, and we're going to be here with you folks live for the next 8 years. I told John we're going to grow old together. The best 8 years, well, you know, as Merle Haggard said, you know, are the good times really over for good? And at the end of that song, he says, the good times aren't over for good. And let's make a Ford and a Chevy that still last 10 years like they should. And, of course, with the news that Ford is going to make its cars in America, prompted by the urgings of President Trump. Chevy got spanked yesterday by Donald Trump, so watch those Chevys coming back into the U.S. It's wonderful. We lost Merle Haggard on April 9th of last year. And I'm going to bring another singer out in tonight's show. Jackie Ivanko was born on Merle Haggard's birthday, April 9th of 2000. She's 16 years old right now. She's going to sing the national anthem at the inauguration. What a voice. What a kid. And I'll play a little audio of Jackie Ivanko singing Time to Say Goodbye when she was 10 years old at the America's Got Talent competition, which she surely should have won. Stupidly, they gave her second place. She's on stage, and of course, this song that everyone on earth knows, Time to Say Goodbye, which Sarah Brightman made famous. And what a voice Sarah Brightman has. But Jackie Ivanko, 10 years old, sings the song. Then Sarah Brightman comes out to sing it again. I have only good things to say about Sarah Brightman, but my gosh, Jackie Ivanko is a better singer at the age of 10. And this includes some, what's in singing is called contralto, which is the lowest register for a female voice. Unbelievable, coming out of the throat of a 10-year-old. contralto singing, this divine from heaven. And speaking of heaven, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir will be singing at the inauguration on January 20th. Let me just play a little of this wonderful child. Here she is in singing at the age of 10 on September 15th, 2010. You're not going to believe this is Sarah Brightman is not yet out on the stage. And you're going to hear her at the inauguration. Okay. Oh God, it chokes me up. That little girl's voice you heard there was the 10-year-old, but the voice that you heard was also the 10-year-old. Let me go a little earlier in the song. I'll just play you another couple of seconds of her singing. Too much orchestra there for you to be able to hear her. Turn it down now. Sarah Brightman's about to start singing. Oh my gosh. But she'll sing the national anthem. She's now 16 years old. And this, I think the whole inauguration is going to have this quality to it of unforgettable, unbelievable, amazing things. Please call in now. We want to take your calls live here at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we'll put you on the air. Hopefully tonight we'll be joined by George in Maryland and Paul Fromm in Canada.
George is now here.
All righty. George, I don't know if you follow Jackie Ivanko, but man, those folks who get to hear, of course we'll all hear her on Friday the 20th, get to hear her sing. And boy, does she epitomize America. She, a sky blue eyed blonde, beautiful girl,
she runs counter to the lovely montage I saw today with all the various Sally Fields and all the Hollywood people that said, "We support diverse America, and all you Trumpsters, you're just a bunch of evil racists."
Yeah, yeah.
Made my day.
I was going to get her family story here, and I just look for that. Her parents, she and her family are Catholic, reside in a suburb of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And she just found, her mother brought home a copy of Phantom of the Opera, and she just started singing to it. And you folks, you don't learn what she just did, and you can't train your way into it. You are born with a voice like that. That's among the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. And I'll talk about it some other time, but I used to be a singer myself. So, and once you're a singer, always a singer. A trained classical singer. The events of today, the last 24 hours, unbelievable. We can't possibly cover it. The national news, moving truck arrives at White House. The Drudge Report announces top of the Drudge Report. Trump plans a revamp of the top spy agency. Oh, my goodness. We talked about that. On Friday, he gets his briefing from these people, these rogues, these war party people, who want to put over this Russian hacking scam on Friday. Watch the dressing down that I think they will get from President Trump as they try to give him their so-called briefing. There was a terrible story today, of course, of a white man who was tortured, apparently by four blacks in Chicago, and that's on Facebook, video of it. Folks, the indictment in that crime will probably not come down until the Attorney General of the United States is Jeff Sessions, and boy, will he jump on that one. If these four people will not get away with a friendly jury in Chicago, this will be a federal hate crime. They forced the man to say, F white people and F Trump repeatedly as they were beating him, taping his mouth shut. He was probably quite sure he was about to die. Thank God he's alive, recovering in a hospital. But he will be there to testify against them in a federal court, Jeff Sessions prosecuting. That, watch for that one, folks. Those dudes. Hank Williams Jr. say?
I'd like to spit beech nut in that dude's eye.
So there's going to be some beech nut for those people that beat and tortured that white man in Chicago.
Yeah, James, this is the fabulous Rahm Emanuel paradise in Chicago. What's the problem? This is the way it's supposed to be, James.
Yeah, and you know, folks, this is a heaven and hell election. Some of you callers have been calling, and you can call me at any time at 701-317-5317. That's my number. This has been the heaven and hell election. The best candidate we've ever had in our history, all of us lucky enough to be here when that happened at an unbelievably propitious moment, and the worst candidate we've ever had, Hillary, I think worse than Obama, if that's possible, but the worst duo we've ever had. And it's a heaven and hell situation. That heavenly voice of Jackie Ivanko on the same day as this horror in Chicago, and you're right, Rahm Emanuel's city, where he's pledged no sanctuary city is going to bend to President Donald Trump. And California, I think, no, they didn't hire Rahm Emanuel. They hired Eric Holder. California has hired Eric Holder to try to launch a legal campaign against Donald Trump's effort to end sanctuary cities in America. But the contrast.
He's my kind of guy, Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder, yeah. So we'll turn the show over to you folks when you call in at 800-313-9443. I think we've got actually a call coming in already from the great state of Montana. It's William. Thank you for joining us, William.
Dobre vecher, James and George.
Howdy, William.
Tonight, how you doing? Tonight, as a lead-in to the breaking news about the great thaw that's happening in certain segments of the Republican Congress who are demanding a new round of negotiations with their Russian counterparts, let's learn a new Russian proverb. Divirai, no privirai. And it means trust, but verify. It was made very famous by guess who?
That famous Soviet communist Ronald Reagan, right?
Ronald Reagan, you knew. Yeah, he used it. He used it so much in his negotiations with Gorbachev in 87, it really pissed Gorbachev off. You know, he kept saying, why do you keep using that all the time? And it's used a lot. It's been used recently by both Obama and Kerry. And when Reagan used it, he needed to, it's actually, it doesn't make any logical sense, trust but verify. But Reagan had, in order to get the ball rolling with the Russians, he had to satisfy the Republican hawks who didn't trust the commies. And so he had the first part, like saying trust, you know, which you have to have when you go into negotiations, and verify to sort of placate the Republican hawks. And this is the same problem that faces Dana Rohrabacher. He's a Republican congressman from California. And he said that he's going to be leading a delegation, he said this today, to Russia shortly after Trump takes office. He used to be a speechwriter for Reagan. He's been known to be a long-term enthusiast of Putin. And actually, Trump asked him to be an undersecretary in the State Department but he said that he felt he could do more good. He's head of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Europe, Eurasia, and Emerging Threats. And but guess who came to, you know, knock him down? The lunatic Senator McCain said this meeting should be stopped because Rohrabacher is a leading member of the Republican lunatic fringe. I mean,
that's the phrase that McCain used. He used the phrase lunatic fringe.
McCain called Rohrabacher the Republican lunatic fringe.
Wow,
that's like
let me fill in some more, William. This is exciting.
It is big.
Now, folks, everything, you know, this is you talk about, you know, heaven and hell. The inauguration on January 20th, the invocation will be given by Reverend Franklin Graham. Oh, my goodness. Billy Graham's son, who's been on the campaign trail speaking glowingly of Donald Trump, the candidate. Pastor Paula White also giving part of the invocation of the New Destiny Christian Center. She has been introducing Donald Trump on the campaign trail. Cardinal Timothy Dolan from New York, Archbishop of New York. We saw him at the Al Smith dinner that was so wonderful. Well, Donald Trump just knocked it out of the park. That's going to be the leadoff, and it just keeps it's all wonderful. All these people that said they weren't going to come, they're all going to... Oh, hey, Paul, I hear Paul's voice.
Yes, I was on a mission of mercy up here in the mountains. I'm a bit late, Jamie. People can't give proper directions out here. But anyway, that's really huge because the idiot in the Vatican, as much as said that Donald Trump wasn't a Christian, you know, over the matter of building a wall, building borders, and to have the Cardinal Archbishop of New York at the inauguration, this is huge.
Yes, it is. Now, who else will be there? We have wonderful attendees like Graham, Dolan, and White. Well, we also have Jimmy Carter will be there. Wow. Bill Clinton will be there. Hillary will be there.
won't Bill and Hillary be in jail?
Well, yeah. And then George Bush Jr., is going to be there for all of his whining. He's actually going to show up with his wife, Laura. Right. George Sr., George Herbert Walker Bush, he is really infirm. So I believe it when he says he's not fit to attend. He is in bad shape. So that all makes sense.
And James, do we still have William on the air?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
William, there's a research I would like you to do. Is our good friend Gary Weinstein, Gary Kasparov, not sure you know who he is, but he's been mouthing off big time. Years ago, when it was time for the Russians to get rid of the Soviet Union, and they did interesting things like get rid of all of their oligarchs. We all know what that's a code word for. The years went by. Russia became Russia and no longer the Soviet Union. Life became bearable, but that was unbearable for people like Kasparov, who was a lifelong communist.
Yes.
So just 5 hours ago, he was all over the press going, oh my God, Putin the great Satan and Trump's the great Satan, and they're going to shake hands and turn the world into a giant concentration camp. So,
I read a bunch about it.
He ain't my favorite.
That would be very interesting to go into at a later date.
Yes. Well, if he does something good in Russian and you can tell us all about it, you can say it on the air even with all the bad words.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll put that on my list of things to do. Take it easy, you guys. Have fun.
Thank you, William.
Thanks,
see you all
William.
Right after this break, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild
America first. We're back, folks. Hey, we told you this was coming up yesterday. It did. It was monumental. Julian Assange was interviewed by Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, huge supporter of Donald Trump, got it early on. And he gave a 40-minute interview on national television on Fox News to Julian Assange. That's a lot of interviewing, folks. And it was a bombshell interview. Julian Assange told us 2017 is going to be even more dramatic than 2016 in terms of WikiLeaks. But remember, William in Montana and President Putin himself called to let us know about the war party's effort to insinuate that Russia, hacked the DNC. Here's Julian Assange talking about that last night with Sean Hannity. Let's start here. I'm going to play just two little clips. It's all we have time for in this 40-minute interview. Here he is addressing the question, where did WikiLeaks get these amazing stories? And, of course, the important thing is it's true. All the WikiLeaks material is true. Hardly matters where they got it, but they didn't get it from the Russians. Let's listen to Julian Assange telling Sean Hannity this last night.
WikiLeaks was working with the Russian government to influence the election. Is that true in any way, shape, matter, or form?
No, that's absolutely false. And if you read their statements carefully, you'll see they don't actually say that. They kind of mention one fact here and one fact there and nothing else. In the most up-to-date information, on the 29th of December, where the FBI, DHS, White House, etc. made a statement, what is completely absent from all those statements is WikiLeaks. Totally absent. So what's going on? Well, I believe two things are going on. Number one, they don't have the evidence that WikiLeaks is involved in that way. Now, why am I confident about that? Well, because there is one person in the world, and I think it's actually only one, who knows exactly what is going on with our publications, and that's me.
Can you say to the American people unequivocally that you did not get this information about the DNC, John Podesta's emails? Can you tell the American people 1,000% you did not get it from Russia or anybody associated with Russia?
We can say, we have said repeatedly over the last 2 months that our source is not the Russian government and it is not state party.
There was one report in the
very, very good. A bombshell there, folks. And so important, Paul Fromm. And, you know, Paul, you're very familiar with what it's like to be somebody who is targeted by bad actors in government for destruction, personal destruction. So you can relate to Julian Assange's situation. Sean Hannity really did a great service to us all by traveling to London, walking into the Ecuadorian embassy where Julian Assange has been a prisoner. He can't even go outside. He doesn't even get sunlight. He can't get dental care. He's been a prisoner without charges, and he's been attacked by the U.S. government. Sean Hannity really has helped protect the life of and freedom of Julian Assange, Paul.
Yeah, and Assange is a very brave man. I didn't quite catch the last of what he said there, but he has evidence it's not Russia. What I was told yesterday by Terry Tremaine, from what he's gathered over the internet, that it was probably somebody within the Democratic National Committee, disgruntled probably because of the way Bernie Sanders are being treated, that leaked. And as we both commented yesterday, nobody suggests that these emails are forged or false. Just that somebody shouldn't have embarrassed us, and that's not quite the same thing.
Right back, another bombshell.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails.
We're back,
in a
folks.
Clear blue sky today.
Died on his birthday, April 9th, 19. The age of 79. And born on his birthday in the year 2000, Jackie Ivanko. We're going to hear, Donald Trump's going to talk a little bit about Jackie Ivanko in a moment in his tweets over the last 24 hours. And he's also going to talk about Julian Assange, to whom we're going to listen to him in just a moment. Here he is, Julian Assange, 40-minute interview with Sean Hannity, very big event. And Sean Hannity had to travel into the Ecuadorian row house embassy. It's no big deal. It's just a row house in London where Julian Assange has basically been confined, really jailed by the American government. Here he is ending his 40-minute interview with Sean Hannity.
I have been detained illegally without charge for 6 years in prison under house arrest. 4.5 years in this embassy, without sunlight, lots of spies everywhere, etc. It's tough. It's tough, but that's the mission that I set myself on. So I'm willing to accept that. I understand the kind of game that's being played with, you know, big powerful actors. They try and take revenge. Okay. It's a different thing for my family. I have young children under 10 years old. They didn't sign up for that, okay? I'm the type of father that they have. But they didn't sign up for that. And that's not something I like. And I think that is fundamentally unjust outcome for my children. It's not a good precedent for other people to have as well. But that would be my one concern. I know what I'm doing. I'm prepared to have wear the consequences of the conflict and dealing with powerful groups and individuals. But my family is innocent in that equation. You know? They didn't sign up for that fight.
And coming up, we'll have more Hannity, and your help is needed.
There we go, folks.
Look!
That's amazing, Paul. Very emotional there.
A brave dude.
Yeah. And apparently, Paul, they're attacking his children, his little children, in ways I don't know exactly how.
The other side does.
Yep. So now here's Donald Trump weighing in on the matter here in his latest tweets. I'll just read you the tweets. These are all of his tweets since we left off last night. Well, let's see here. I'm going to. He said, Julian Assange. This is in a tweet 14 hours ago. Now, Donald Trump was. This is how important that interview, folks. Donald Trump was listening to it. And his response to hearing Assange was, Julian Assange said, quote, a 14-year-old could have hacked Podesta, unquote. Why was the DNC so careless? Asked Donald Trump. Also, he said Russians did not give him the info. His next tweet. Julian Assange on U.S. media coverage, quote, it's very dishonest, unquote. And then Hannity said, quote, more dishonest than anyone knows. Trump then tweets 13 hours ago, thank you to Ford Motor Company for scrapping a new plant in Mexico and creating 700 new jobs in the U.S. This is just the beginning, much more to follow. Then 13 hours ago, can you just see our president there? He's sitting there with his cell phone tweeting away. he said, somebody hacked the DNC. But why did they not have the hacking defense like the RNC has? And why have they not responded to the terrible things they did and said, like giving the questions for the debates to Hillary? A total double standard. Total double standard. Media, as usual, gave them a pass. Then he tweets, Republicans must be careful in that the Democrats own the failed Obamacare disaster with its poor coverage and massive premium increases. Then, still in the same hour, 13 hours ago, he tweets, like the 116% hike in Arizona. Also, deductibles are so high that it is practically useless. Don't let the Schumer clowns out of this web. Massive increases of a. I mean, kidding. When's the last time we heard a president talk about the opposition as Schumer clowns?
I like that.
massive increases of Obamacare will take place this year, and Democrats are to blame for the mess. It will fail of its own weight. Be careful. And then here's his most recent tweet, 8 hours ago, right where we began tonight's show. Jackie Ivanko's album sales have skyrocketed after announcing her inauguration performance. She'll be singing the national anthem for all of us at age 16. And then Trump, his last sentence, he says, some people just don't understand the movement. So, of course, it's the movement.
I understand it.
Yeah. So millions of her albums will be sold, and we'll all enjoy this heavenly voice. And we'll be enjoying your voice if you call in to the show here at 800-313-9443. Don't be shy, folks. Paul or George, anything you want to throw out there?
James, that paragon of American virtue, Rosie O'Donnell, she opened up the other day made some sort of public statement that we only have 18 more days to stop Donald Trump.
You lost out on November the 8th, Sunshine.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They haven't given up on stealing it, but yeah, I'm a little more confident than I was 3 weeks ago.
Me too.
Now, Drudge, folks, is wall-to-wall good news, pro-Trump news. Mexico slams Trump taking jobs back. The peso, Mexican peso hits a new record low. Tijuana homicides record high. We mentioned the Chicagoland torturing of a white man by some blacks on, and it was actually uploaded to Facebook. And we'll be hearing from Attorney General Jeff Sessions about the fate of those people in Chicago. And top to bottom and side to side on Drudge. And this is what we'll be seeing for the next 8 years. Drudge will be on the Trump train. Sean Hannity is going to be on the Trump train. This program will be on the Trump train. I was telling John Stadtmiller that we will be here for the next 8 years. And folks, if you want to help us be here for the next 8 years, covering the Trump phenomenon from our particular point of view, family of people that we have here, we're, you know, fairly well advanced in a certain political and moral philosophy that we share. And so we want to be as helpful as we can to the best phenomenon that's happened to our cause in our lifetimes. And we want to stay posted in a way, you know, you're going to get an appreciation of what's going on from Paul Fromm and George and myself and folks like William in Montana that you won't get elsewhere. So, you know, hopefully we can condense things and point things out to you every day through the next 8 years that will be useful to you. If you want to help, send a contribution. And the one place you can send it is send it to my name, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And thank you to those who have already helped out. Keep the help coming. Also, we mentioned Paul Fromm's very important book on the genocide against white folks going on right now in South Africa. You can go to the website of the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of all these shows, at theamericanfreedomparty.us. Just put a mark in there in your PayPal or with your check or whatever you do. Put a notation, Paul Fromm's book, South African book. We'll know exactly what you mean, and we'll make sure those funds get used for this very important book. And Paul, we didn't, you know, just as the show closed last night, I was looking over the complete list of U.S. ambassadors. There are hundreds of them. They will all be replaced by Donald Trump's appointees. And Paul, this is going to be something, you'll be glued and riveted to this. Who does Donald Trump pick to send to South Africa to replace whoever the ANC supporter is there now?
That's going to be very important. And so far, you know, I think most of Trump's appointments are being quite inspired and I think are really sending a message. So far, you know, I know we don't agree with each and every one, but I think he's done a really good job. And one of the things that really impresses me is the leadership message he's shown, particularly jobs leaving the country. And I think he's reading the Riot Act to businesses without making threat. Well, he's making, I think, a few threats, but they're really telling them that they've got to start acting like patriotic Americans. And as Merle Haggard says, it's time to put America first.
Yes.
I was talking to one of our great free speech battlers up here in Canada, one of the terrors of the court. He's a paralegal, but he does great work. Dave Lindsay, he and I had lunch today, and Dave was commenting on what Trump has been doing to save American jobs. And he said, you know, he's thinking ahead to the next election. He is going to clean up in the Rust Belt states and perhaps move a number of senatorial and congressional seats into the Republican column. He is delivering. So many politicians talk a good fight, or like Bill Clinton used to say, I feel your pain. Well, that's all touchy-feely. It feels good, but they don't deliver. And Trump is really, hasn't even been inaugurated yet, and he's delivering, and he's putting America first. It feels so good.
And, you know, Paul, going to one particular point we're talking about, Donald Trump's appointment of an ambassador to South Africa, the current ambassador is Ibrahim Rasool. This is who Barack Hussein Obama, kind of sounds a little Arabic, doesn't it? He appointed Ibrahim Rasool, and I would say of Barack Obama, a fellow Muslim, I would say.
Yeah.
But Ibrahim Rasool is a Muslim, and he is born in South Africa, I believe. Let me just verify this. So where was he born? But he is, yes, he was born in Cape Town in 1962. And his political party, so get this, Paul. Our American ambassador to South Africa is a Muslim member of the ANC. He is a member of the ANC.
And only in America, James.
Yeah, I wonder if I could go to, let's say, Saudi Arabia, and the next thing you know, they appoint me as to the cabinet, or appoint me as ambassador to the Vatican. Well, come on, it isn't going to happen. As you say, only in America or in your northern neighbor, Kanakistan. This has to stop, and I'm pretty sure Donald Trump will. The ANC, let's be very clear about it, is the cat's paw for the South African Communist Party and has been for 50 years. Yeah, and when I was in South Africa, what I saw was communist ideology. Yes, there's a lot of greed, a lot of dirty business dealings and so on. Yeah, it may not be pure Marxism-Leninism, but it is communist. And to appoint a member of a party which is communist as the American representative in South Africa is outrageous. And why wasn't the lamestream media telling us about that? Oh, yeah, I forgot. They're on side with that.
Yes, and now, mea culpa, folks. Kelso flubbed here. This fine gentleman, Ibrahim, what was his last name, Rasool? He's actually the South African ambassador to the U.S., so it's bad. He's a member of the ANC, but he's not our ambassador. Our ambassador, I was looking at the wrong list, folks, so shame on me. Let me see if I can find it here. Our ambassador, appointed by Obama, is Patrick Gaspard, and I'll look him up to see what kind of a horrible thing is true about Patrick Gaspard. But he joins the ranks of other ambassadors Obama appointed, like Caroline Kennedy, our ambassador to Japan. I'm just looking over this list of hundreds of ambassadors. Very bizarre things. Here we have also ambassadors to international organizations. For example, we have an ambassador appointed by Obama to, let me see if there's some real good ones here, ambassador to, I saw it last night, let me find it here again. I'll just have to do it from memory, but the ambassador to the LGBTI, and there was another letter there too. Here he is. Let's see if I can find it here. There's so many of them, folks. There are hundreds of them. I don't think this person's going to be replaced. I don't think we're going to have an ambassador to the LGBTI, and then some more consonants in there.
Hey, James, you want to also realize these are high-paying federal jobs, and they're 200, you know, they're high-paying jobs. You know, GS-15 or SES.
Yeah, here he is. I found
cherry plum jobs.
Randy Berry is the special envoy making all that money to the human rights of LGBTI persons. And here's so a whole list of these people. They're obviously just advocates for the Obama agenda, which of course is utterly anti-American. And go ahead.
There has never been such an attack on the American family and on normal sexual relationships as there has been under Obama, when he's glorified the LGBTQXYZ community. He has purged the or given the military the marching orders that they any criticism of the deviant lifestyle is, you know, not tolerated. I really look to Trump to start reversing this, and I know he will.
And now we're going to hear from Tom. Tom, comment if you will on the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. We're going to hear from Tom in Utah and Jeff in Chicago right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks. You're listening to the last segment of this edition of the Trump Phenomenon here on January 4th, 2017. We started with Jackie Evancho, and she spells her name E-V-A-N-C-H-O. We heard her sing Time to Say Goodbye with Sarah Brightman at age 10. Here she is at age 10. We'll close the show with Jackie Evancho. What a beautiful girl and now woman. Well, she's only 16. She's still a girl. And here she is, still 10 years old, singing at the National Christmas Tree Lighting in Washington, D.C., in front of the White House. She's singing O Holy Night. Just a few segments of this to hear this voice, this incredible, bit of beauty that our people brought into being. Here she is. Pause there as she ends. But, you know, Paul and George, just this girl in her beauty and of her art and just of who and what she is just epitomizes what we're fighting for.
That's right.
And
beautiful voice.
Yes. And we'll be back with you again tomorrow, folks. We never got to Tom in Utah or Jeff in Chicago. Maybe we can squeeze you in. Tom, say something good about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Well, here's a curiosity. I'm the scientist who actually saved the Tabernacle organist, the primary organ player, from losing his child to the leftist family destructive forces of the government. James.
Yeah, Tom, James, we'll have to... We'll have to give you a rain check.
I was just going to say that I was very happy to hear one choir remove herself from singing because we didn't want to have anybody singing off key because they were against Trump.
I don't know if you heard that story. And folks, I did hear that story. One member of the Tabernacle Choir doesn't want to sing. So what? It's going to be wonderful, Tom. And Jeff in Chicago, forgive us for not getting to you. We'll get you to tomorrow night. Folks, we'll see you all again tomorrow with more tweets from our new president.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.